Everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm you pissed off Ty.
And welcome to the show. How's everybody doing?
I don't think Ty's ever been mad at anybody in his life.
Yeah, and it's if there's anything to be upset about, that was definitely one to be upset about. For those that are kind of well into the community, we kind of knew this was coming.
I was spoiled on Sunday.
Yeah, and...
Yeah, I told you on Sunday.
But, you know, I'm watching the whole episode going, all right, maybe she was wrong.
I was hoping that I was wrong.
And then the tribal, and I go, wait, what?
Yeah.
Stupid move, Jeff.
Yeah, and you know, it was a horrible thing, horrible that Zeke had to be outed like that when...
Zeke handled it with class, though. Hats off to Zeke.
With class, and it definitely upset everybody. I also feel for Jeff, because, I mean, all intents and purposes, seems like a pretty upstanding, nice guy. I don't know him personally, but I know he's been on podcasts and stuff like that. Colleen, you've podcasted with him.
I did
before.
A podcast with him.
And, you know, seems like nothing but a good guy that made a bad decision.
Decision. I don't understand why it even... Number one, I don't know why that would even factor into the game.
Yeah,
and I think he had some people on his side until he did that.
Yeah, I don't know if that was like his linchpin idea of like this was going to be the thing that. But really, it's one of those things where if he would have like shopped that with some other people, like oh no, that's a horrible idea. That's the worst idea you could possibly have.
He probably like shopped it with producers who were like, "That's a great idea."
And I, you know, from what I've seen or heard,
been some chatter, which I'm sure most people listening to this probably are in the same Facebook groups that I am in.
Was egged on by the producers. At the end of the day, it's still Jeff's decision.
He could have said no.
Exactly.
It's
still Jeff's decision.
He's an adult.
Yep.
And he knows right from wrong. And I don't care if the producers say, "Hey, you got to do this, got to do this." He's been on the show 3 times.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no excuse. And I don't even see why I don't understand why that's even Zeke doesn't want to come out and say anything. Why does that affect his game? That he's
exactly.
I don't understand it. It never makes sense.
Absolutely. And I think he instantly realized that.
I think he honestly when he said he was sorry, I believe him.
Oh, I believe it too. And if Zeke
accept it, that's fine. But it just in the future, guys, think before you strike.
Yeah, and to put it, I mean, I think, and not to put words in the people's mouths, but I think everybody has said things they've instantly regretted before, like they've done something or said something.
I do.
I do on the regs. I mean, that's why I edit the broadcast so much.
Varner has been very apologetic. He did a very he put a tweet out there.
He also put a message on Facebook too.
And for my deepest, most heartfelt,
I think the tweet is the Facebook message.
Yeah, I'll just read it real quick. Most heartfelt apologies to Zeke Smith, his friends and life allies, his family, and all those who my mistake hurt and offended. I recklessly revealed something I mistakenly believe everybody already knew. I was wrong and made no excuses for it. I own responsibility in what is the worst decision of my life. Let me be clear. Outing someone is an assault. It robs a strong, courageous person of their power and protection, opens them up to discrimination and danger, can leave scars that haunt for a lifetime. I am profoundly sorry. Zeke is a wonderful man. And I'll forever be amazed and inspired by his forgiveness and compassion. I thank God for that and that the gift of being an example as to why you should never do what I did. We cisgender Americans live with an enormous amount of privilege and should spend time pondering how we can use that for greater good. When we disrespect or discriminate or turn blind eyes to it, we wound all of us. I'm deeply saddened at what my mistake unleashed, and I promise to use its lessons to do the right thing. And again, kudos to Zeke, who I think handled it with a great deal of...
At first he looked shocked.
Yeah.
That because him and Varner seemed to have a good friendship going on.
Yeah.
You know, they're close friends, and it's just like, What did you just say?
Yeah.
But I think he handled it with class. I think it helped him was all the other survivors.
Which was a nice part of humanity too. You know, I mean, it
wasn't even like one person, you know, started it off. They all immediately went, "What the hell?"
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like, you know, one person stands up and goes, "You know, hey, you know," it was they all did it.
And I think hats off
to them.
Honestly, the whole episode. Like it was, or not the whole episode. I'm sorry. The whole sequence, like, because we knew it was coming. It's been out there for the last almost week that to be prepared that something was going to happen and it was going to be
out there. No pun intended.
You know, it was uncomfortable. I thought in the end it was powerful. It did feel a bit like they were exploiting the situation because, for Christ's sake, the word was metamorphosis, really. The reactions all around at Tribal were, I felt, appropriate. It wasn't like the one with Shireen where, you know, everybody stuck to their guns and was like, no, I really think that this is, you know, my side is right and I'm not going to take that back and I'm not going to apologize. And, you know, that was like disgusting display of humanity then. And what Varner did was disgusting and totally wrong.
I thought Jeff Probst handled it well, too.
I think... Probst handled it well. I think
it's because he called Varner out. He said, "Come on, are you listening to what you're saying?" When he was trying to backtrack, and then I think Varner realized, "Okay, yeah, I screwed up bad."
Mm-hmm. But like from his regret to Zeke's just classily handling it, very classily, to you know the outrage from like Ozzy, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. To Andrea,
Ty. Upset. I thought Ty was going to punch him.
Ty, but see, the thing that I really impressed me about Ty, and not so much impressed me, but I noticed again, is his compassion level as a human being so far exceeds mine and most people that I think I've ever met, where he's simultaneously rubbing Varner's back like, he's like, you messed up, that was wrong, but he's like, it's, you know, he's rubbing his back like, as a show of like, you're going to be okay, while simultaneously like, telling Zeke, you know, that I'm on your side. And that was just, to me, like, that was just, what a great human being.
Well, that's why I said, if you make Ty mad, you've done something wrong. I mean, that was my first, oh my God, I thought Ty was going to get up and punch him.
Right.
And I, the guy I know, that will save chickens and not eat them.
Yeah. But, you know, everybody messes up. Most people don't do it on TV. I saw some of the survivor contestants, like former contestants on Twitter tonight, were all pointing out that, you know, when Probst says to Varner, what did he say? He said, you just outed him to millions. I think a lot of them were like, no, you outed him to millions by choosing to air it, like, you know. But I don't know how you get around that when they didn't even go to vote. So you can't, edit everything around.
Yeah, I don't know how they could have gone. I think it happened. Maybe they asked Zeke, are you okay with this? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They did not ask Zeke anything. I would bet money that they did not ask anybody anything. Because when you sign up to go on that show, you sign away your right to privacy. Like, they could show you doing anything.
That's true. I didn't see. I mean, I don't watch a lot of commercials on TV, but I didn't see anything. In fact, when you showed me that what was going to happen, I said, I haven't seen any. They didn't promote it, is what I'm trying to say. It's not like when Brandon Hance goes crazy. Oh, this, you're going to have to see it, and they show a clip of him kind of going off. You, I got to watch this because this guy's going to go crazy.
But this isn't one you'd want to probably advertise like.
Well,
that.
If they had promoted it, like, how do you promote something like that?
I don't know.
You can't. So they did.
But networks make the wrong decisions all the time.
Oh yeah.
I mean, just look at United.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I think.
Don't even get me started on.
I mean, honestly, like I was dreading watching this episode. I was really dreading watching it.
When you were watching it from the kitchen, which we have an open thing, but so the kitchen, it's like 30 feet back, from 50 feet back from the TV. So like when we got to Tribal, Jay got up and was like watching it from behind the kitchen counter. Like,
well, the worst thing too is Varner's a likable guy. So, yeah. I mean, he's never really done anything that he's not like, he would never be a villain in Survivor. And you like him, you root for him, and now it's like you go, ugh. I mean, I could have.
No, it sucks that somebody likable, you know, like that had to be made an example of on national TV for learning a lesson like that. But I feel in the end, because he was so remorseful, I think he came off a lot better than if he had said, you know, not back down. He had, you know,
If he had not backed down, but he backed down immediately. I mean, well, it took him about a minute to realize what he had said, I think. Because he was trying to justify what he was saying, and I'm like going, dude, stop talking.
Yeah,
you can't.
It was obvious.
There's nothing you can say at this point, but I am so sorry. And I believe he meant it. Obviously, Zeke believed he meant it. It didn't matter. He's going home anyway, so no vote and move on. But he'll probably take some heat in social media, and I'm sure he's probably ready for that. And
I've seen a little bit all over. I've seen a lot of support too, and
because in this day and age, you can't make a mistake. If you make a mistake, you're just torn apart.
Well, you have to look at every mistake as a learning situation, right?
Yeah.
Just don't do it on TV.
Yeah.
It was a difficult episode to watch. It was a difficult one to prepare for. Again, because I think, you know, I've always been a big Varner fan, and you know, still am for all intents and purposes. It's just it's unfortunate
he made a mistake again. I don't get why that's even an issue. It's like saying, oh, you're Catholic, you didn't tell anyone you're Catholic. I don't understand why that is being deceitful. I don't get that.
But I think he realized it wasn't that. So I think it just quickly realized
But at first he was trying to defend it.
You know what I think? I think what it was, because I've been thinking about it. I think that he genuinely thought, like, this was because maybe in Jeff's world, in the community he's in, you know, maybe he's more used to people being more open about it or something. I don't know. That's neither here nor there.
I want to try and process what was in his mind.
Yeah, I think that he probably legitimately thought that this was something like a Val is pregnant situation, where, you know, like if he had found out that Val was pregnant, he might have gone up to Jeremy at Tribal and been like, why aren't you telling anybody this? Like, I think he really thought that he was trying to convince people that Zeke was using it as something, you know, to get more votes in a final three situation.
I don't want to conjecture what he was thinking.
I think he was desperate.
Yeah.
He didn't want to go. He was his third time. He wanted to make at least the jury. He was.
They're not eating right. They're not sleeping right.
They're not. And he
again.
Just,
it was.
It was a desperate move, and it backfired on him. And yet he's apologized.
Yeah, human beings, when they're desperate, will do desperate things.
He made a big mistake, but he owned up to it.
Yep. So how do we not talk about it post episode? And we're going to.
I mean, I'm not gonna hate on it. If Zeke is cool with it, then I'm cool with it. It doesn't matter.
So
just don't do it again, Jeff.
I think it's a good lesson. I especially think in today's climate and the way it is, I think it was important to see, like, also everybody, like, quickly push that out, you know, push that type of, like, that it's not okay and push back on that. That was really important. And like
I said, they were stunned. I mean, I think the least reaction was from Debbie, wasn't it?
She just had
a look on her face like, I don't have an antidote here. I have never done this. So,
you know, honestly, I thought Andrea already knew because Andrea played Survivor Brooklyn with Zeke.
But Zeke said he's told nobody.
No. He knew. All the fans knew. He gave an article to a Harvard newspaper back when he first transitioned.
Yeah, I knew last season.
I didn't know till you told me. I didn't care, but I didn't.
It doesn't matter.
You know, but knowing and caring, it's two different things. Like, I didn't know. Well, you're not good with the internet, I guess. Jim Rosario sent me the link last season, and I know it was out there in the community.
I am good with the internet. The Padres won today, and I know that.
Was that the internet or was that TV telling you?
No, it was the internet.
Wow.
I didn't watch the game. It was the internet.
Good for actually, you. You've come a long way in the six years since you didn't know how to use Siri at Disney World.
I still don't know how to use Siri. But my Padres, I get updates on my Padres every time they score or give up a run. So,
okay, say my
that's how I. All
right. The worst is forget to turn the updates off, and it goes off at like 2 a.m. because they're playing on the West Coast.
Yeah,
it's like doo-doo-doo.
No, the worst part is when you leave it on, and if you're watching on MLB Network or whatever that thing is.
Oh, it's behind. There's a lag.
I go, oh, just gave up a homer. And I'm watching the game. I go, next pitch. Oh, there it goes. All right, thank you.
All right, well, let's wrap up this discussion so we can get into our recap, talk about the other things that did happen in this episode. Over and under that this takes up 3/4 of the reunion show.
Oh, 100%.
God. Yeah. Hopefully, I don't see why it needs to go on anymore.
Yeah, and I was really glad that it kind of got an epilogue with the hugging and it's okay, we're going to be okay thing, which was so classy of Zeke, because he could have like legitimately had a right to be angry that he just got outed, and you know, he was so classy about it. So power to him. Yep. And with the final words with Varner just, you know, agreeing to go quietly into the night, and his final words saying, you know, I'm really sorry to Zeke and his friends and family, like, for what I did, it was wrong. So, you know, I think that it was, in the end, it was handled correctly by the parties involved. But
well, luckily, yeah. Varner didn't say, hey, I want to go to a vote. Then it would have then it might got ugly.
All right. Well, without any further ado, let's go into
okay,
this recap.
Okay. Wait, hypothetically, what if Varner had an idol?
Well, I don't think he would have pulled this.
Because Ozzy would have gone home.
Okay. I mean, what if he? No, Jeff. I want to go to a vote, and he had an idol and played the idol.
Well, it's still.
Well, he would have gone home the next day.
Yeah, Jeff
would have. Ain't nobody gonna keep him around.
Yeah, Jeff would have like probably made some type of on the cuff rule. But if he had an idol, I don't think he would have made a desperate move like that. At the end, like if they would have won that challenge, there wouldn't have been the like, who knows. Like there's a lot of different things that could have happened that would have.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Result in a different
funs and giggles.
All right, let's
oops and giggle.
Let's get into the recap, Colleen.
I don't even know where we go from here because I feel like nothing else matters except Culpepper's winners edit.
I think that's why it's important. We're good on the tribal council. We spent the first half talking about that. Let's get into some of the things that did happen in this episode, like to your point, Culpepper's winners edit moments and more. So, Colleen, what do you say to get into that?
He did cry.
Yes, he got the freaking Andrew Savage cry about my wife being a supermodel and whatever, dating my roommate and then leaving him for me at it. Okay, let's start.
But that didn't work out for Savage though. Like let's you know, make sure we.
Yeah, I hope. That. No, he doesn't, because it was followed up by, because that moment set up Jeremy's winning edit thing about Val. This moment set up everybody talking about how awesome.
At least we got to see Ceree.
Yeah, and Ceree finally getting somebody that's going to work with her. So, okay, let's start. Nuku, Night 16. I'm going to miss these fun names when the merge comes. Debbie tells everybody that tribal was scarier than Exile. And then everybody watching that was already spoiled was to what happens tonight was like, oh, Debbie, you ain't seen nothing yet. But she says she's never going to tell anybody about her boat stay with Cochran. What happens
on Exile
stays on Exile. Debbie got two episode quotes titles in a row.
Really? I wasn't listening to her.
So she said what happens on Exile stays on Exile. And last week she said vote early, vote often. And that was the episode title.
All right. Way to go, Debbie.
Yeah, seriously.
The title maker.
Yeah, she's the title maker. She can add that job to her resume. But
well, I've already done that when I worked on I Love Lucy.
Yeah, right. Ozzy does say he was worried about being voted out, and Ty confesses he did feel at the bottom, and he thought that it made sense to vote Ozzy out. So I guess this sequence kind of confirms that this was not a ruse for Sandra, like the way that Michaela and Sandra and Varner played.
It still makes no sense why Ty voted for Sandra when he didn't know it, but that's Ty. He's my winner's pick. Yeah. Go, Ty, go.
At this point, we're just going to have to explain everything away as that's Ty. Because, like, it makes no sense. But again, everybody, you know, there were so many different confessionals that were kind of saying, like, he really wanted to get Ozzy out. So, who knows? But anyway,
That would have been a good move, but you have to get rid of Sandra, though. Sandra, whatever. Well, the queen.
The queen. Anyways, ding. Varner says he's mad, but he can't show that to anybody. Zeke apologizes to Varner and says that he understands. Varner says he understands, and he's made plans without including people in his plans, so now it's his turn to get left out. He reassures Zeke that he would have voted out Sandra, too, if he had known. And then Zeke tells Varner that he wants to take him to the final three.
Not just the cheery, the final three. I did like how Varner said, I want to punch somebody in the throat bone. I think once you've hit the throat, you need to go. I mean, that's pretty graphic as it is. I don't want to pile on Varner. That's okay.
We head over into day 17. We go to the reward challenge. They're playing for pizza. Everyone is like super excited. Oh my god, I have never seen people this excited for anything.
Well, it's pizza. Not
and
like
beer,
salt.
Right?
Oh, it was soda. Soft drinks.
Soda, okay. I don't know. You know, this pizza looked better than a lot of the pizza in the past. Where haven't we talked about on this show
how gross? So, like, I am one of those people that thinks pineapple on a pizza is a travesty.
I've had pineapple on pizza. Hawaiian pizza?
The Hawaiian pizza? Ugh.
Why do you hate the state of Hawaii?
I love Hawaii, but Hawaiian pizza?
I don't get you. Oh, Hawaiian pizza. Oh, my, it's terrible. We should only have 49 states.
For our 10-year dating anniversary, I wanted to go to Hawaii. Jay wanted to go to London. He didn't want to go to Hawaii. We're going to London.
Whoa.
Well, you've been to Hawaii.
I don't think that was really it. We got free tickets to an awesome concert that happened to be in London. So don't make it sound like I forced us to go to London.
That's true. We did get free tickets to a
dance. I guarantee you probably can't get pizza with pineapple in London.
And believe it or not, going to London is like 1/25th the cost of a trip to Hawaii.
Well, it's closer.
Well, that's because we got the tickets 7 months out, so it was super cheap to plan everything.
Are you flying United?
No, we're not.
I flew United from London to Newark.
How did that go?
Worst plane I've ever had.
Any flight into Newark is probably going to be the worst plane trip you've ever had. Let's be honest here.
Almost started a riot on the plane. That was me.
We've heard the stories.
Yes.
We've heard the stories.
Now we know that the flight attendants were lying to me because that's what they do on United. Even though I fly United and I got lots of points with United, I can't stop now. But
you anyway. Did fly first class to Comic-Con on United, so.
I did.
I add that was a lovely picture of the sunset that you put on sunrise you put on Instagram this morning.
This morning? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yeah. I've been working
You're
all day.
You're welcome.
It's been a crazy day. It was a crazy day at work today, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I heard, but we won't get into that.
No.
There's other podcasts that you guys could talk about that one on. No, anyways.
I'm for three hours.
For 3 hours.
That's why I forgot it, because last night we didn't until after 12. And I had to get up at 5.
Yeah, I thought adding Matt to the show to maybe get it a little bit tighter, but no, the longest married man ever.
What are you talking about, Gabby Matt? He started.
Have you
right
not up. Known how long the sports talk and Walking He's, Dead used to go for?
Well, I thought that was just the long pauses between when Russ would talk or Mike would talk.
No, Russ would go.
He started it right off with the. Well, you'll have to listen to it, but he points out that someone died.
All right. Well, back to Survivor.
All right.
I'm also tired, but not for that reason. Zach was up at 5, and Shandy and I were talking after the broadcast last night until like 1:30 in the morning. So
this is really good about getting back into Survivor.
Survivor, sorry. Okay, I just wanted to brag.
You know what?
Greg, I was talking to Shandy.
You know, we all sound like that we're on Survivor, you know, because how hard it is, you know.
People don't get
how hard it is to be on Survivor, man.
True story, man. So we have the reward challenge. Suri has the balls. Nuku wins by a blowout. Man is disappointed. That should have been Stephen Fishback's tribe because they're all mentally, physically, and emotionally exhausted. After 17 days, we go over to their tribe, and everybody's crying because the pizzas went to the tribe.
My first thought, I've seen Band of Brothers. I've listened to those guys tell their stories, and you know they're away from their loved ones for 2-3 years. And anyone in the military is away from their loved ones. You know, anyone in the military, you're making a sacrifice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When these people on Survivor get on there, and I'm not saying it's not hard, but when you get on there and start talking, when you start talking about how hard it is,
oh my god, yeah, exactly.
It's been 17 days, and people don't understand when I come back and I'm not the same person. Oh my god, it's terrible. Anyway, you lost me. You lost me on that one.
Well, that's because you've never been on Survivor. How many times have you applied?
I applied 6 times, and each time I went, oh my god, people don't understand how hard it is to apply, and they don't get picked.
Oh man, I'm sorry, Jay. I'm encouraging it.
Yeah,
it's
please.
30. It's 39 days of your life, and you have a chance to win $1 million.
Everybody was crying because the pizzas were going to the other side. And you know, Brad ends up crying about how hard the game is and how difficult it was for Monica. Now he realizes. Jay just edited out some podcasting gold that you guys will never hear. So
yep.
I'm bitter about it. I'm also crying because Jack and I just sang some awesome songs.
Yep.
But again, you can angrily tweet at Luke Bank. He'll never check it, but you should do it anyway.
I just edited that out too, so just keep going.
God, what a dictator you are.
Anyways, we have this moment from Brad, and it screamed winner's edit / hashtag props bonus boner.
What, you left that in, but you didn't edit that part out?
Well, at least that's related to, like, the show.
Boner?
Our songs related to the show. Not really.
How do we spend our time when no one gives us a...
Don't start again. You're going to get us in trouble.
Don't start.
Believe in... Okay. Anyway, so yeah, now Brad tells everybody, again, wearing the most hideous shorts I've seen in a while, that he finally got how Monica, she was different when she came back, and he understands why now.
Can I ask you a question without being edited? Did Brad Culpepper get more tattoos, or did he always have that many tattoos?
I don't know. I noticed he had a lot of tattoos this season, but I feel like he's gotten more tattoos between last episode and this episode.
I mean, I don't know what the whole circle thing going on is, like his rib section there. I'm like going, I'm just trying because my.
No, Cindy, he had those. I have seen those.
Because Cindy goes, would you put my name on your arm? I said, yes. I won't tell you what name I put on there, but she didn't find it funny.
You would put the name that you used to call her that you've told stories on the Married Man show, huh?
No, it was a different name.
Oh, a different name.
I thought it was funny because it was, you know.
I was going to ask you that, Jay, but I knew what your answer would be. Would you ever put my name on your arm?
Hell no.
Yep, I knew you were going to say that. That's why I didn't ask you.
In all fairness, there's not the old maybe Zach.
But in all fairness, I've never put any woman's name on my arm.
Jay, actually, you could just get the tattoo. You could put Colleen's name on tattoo it, but make it white. Nobody would see it.
Until you're like in like a club in a blacklight situation or the haunted mansion at Disneyland.
Oh, you'd wear a long sleeve shirt, you coward.
That's true. For somebody that gets very sweaty, I've heard you're misty so often. You do wear long sleeve shirts a lot.
No, I don't. I never wear long sleeve shirts.
Your nice shirts? No. Your nice shirts, you wear t-shirts a lot, but you wear t-shirts mostly.
Did you stop recording on this part?
No.
Because this is podcasting gold.
This is really crappy compared to the awesome singing that you.
Oh Jesus! Cut out. Just get on track, people.
How do we?
Yeah. All right, we gotta have a metamorphosis of this podcast. Where do we go from here? Anyway,
we're actually singing two different songs, though.
We are, but. That was what made it so funny. We were singing two different songs with similar themes, exactly. Kind of, not really.
Except for one person who has a dictatorship going on there.
I don't like what you're doing.
Dictators. I was singing a song from the musical Evita.
I was singing Alan Parsons Project.
Interesting. Back to the Survivor Project.
And the music guy was just cutting us off.
Okay, we're going to get played off again. I can't get played off twice in one show. I will, but I can't. Aubrey thanks Brad for opening up about the changing thing and then tells us all that he's the most genuine player out there. Then we see Brad kind of aligning with Suri a little bit, and the whole internet cheered. They were like, yay, Suri!
Can I admit, though, I said, oh my god, he is getting the winner's edit. If there's
he
a winner's
did! Edit. Did I said, he
cried. Aubrey goes, they finally had an Aubrey scene where she goes, yeah, that Brad, he's most, and then Suri comes over, and like you said, oh my god, I forgot she was in the game. And then,
What's up with purple Suri and purple Aubrey? Like, just not hearing from them at all.
I know. I don't know.
I mean, I get the purple Suri edit. You're not hearing from Suri because she hasn't been to a tribal council yet. So there's no reason to show her tribe or, you know, like her and her tribe because there's not really anything imminent, I guess. But Aubrey's been to a lot of tribals before and we haven't really heard a whole lot from her. So
but she's with a lot of the loud people and.
She is. Tony, Malcolm, Sandra, okay. Tony.
Wouldn't you like to have been at the, when Sandra got to wherever they go with Tony?
Oh my God. They go to Ponderosa.
Yeah, but don't they go on a big, they go on a trip somewhere.
They go on a pre-jury trip.
Yeah.
And I bet you that trip was super fun. Because look at the people that were on it.
Malcolm,
Sandra, Tony, JT, Sierra.
JT probably got lost, though.
I'm sorry, Jay. Yeah. Okay, winner's edit. We go to Nuku, day 17. And they're celebrating their pizza reward because, oh my god, pizza.
Not pineapple.
With pineapple.
SpongeBob, no pineapple.
Pineapple is like the theme of my week. I went out to dinner with Zach and my friend yesterday, and when the waitress asked Zach what he wanted, he said pineapple, which is really weird. I was like, no, tell them hamburger. He was like, I want pineapple. And I was like, okay.
Actually, in Hawaii, the best hamburger I ever had pineapple on it.
I've heard that, and I disagree, because I do agree with Jay that pineapple is not something that complements other foods.
I don't hate Hawaii. I'm sorry.
I love Hawaii. Been there 3 times. Anyway, sorry again, Jay. It is like the every take a drink every time Brad mentions Monica. Take a drink every time we have to apologize to Jay tonight for getting off topic.
Not we. I'm not apologizing.
I am. Because he's the producer, so I understand how it's
little
dictator. From producer to producer.
I'm a producer.
Arthur pitches to Sarah that he wants to work with her, and he says that he can bring other people from the other tribe. He says, you know, what about getting out Ozzy? Because, you know, this is the 7th vote, and this is the time when you start to cut physical threats. And she thinks about whether or not it's time to cut his throat.
Which made sense.
Right. And I think everybody kind of figured, viewer-wise, if you're remembering, Sierra has the legacy advantage that she can only use at 6 and 13. 14 people left. Last pre-merge vote.
I forgot all about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it has been, like, non-existent.
Yeah, which, if it's non-existent, that probably means it doesn't come into use, right?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Probably. All right, so we go to the immunity challenge. It all comes down to the puzzle, and Nuku's pretty far ahead, and then it ends up Mana pulls it out, and the word is metamorphosis, which, again,
Haley.
Everybody watching who knew what was about to happen in the show was like, really, metamorphosis? Come on, Survivor. Like, can you be any more leading?
Yeah, that's sort of the one that I just kind of felt like, that's a little heavy-handed. I don't know. But, I mean, whatever. It is what it is.
Well, Haley figured it out, though.
Yeah.
They did have the smartest people on that tribe. Aubrey, Haley, and Who am I forgetting over there?
Problem with now, Jack, is anybody you don't mention, they're going to think you think they're dumb.
Michaela. Well, the three people trying to solve the puzzle were the three smartest people in that tribe.
So you're saying everybody else isn't smart?
I'm not saying they're not smart. I'm saying they're not as smart as the three people that are trying to solve the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. Barner was on there. Okay,
No, Barner was on the other side. The losing side.
Oh, he was. That's right. So, no, the three smartest people were on the side that, yeah. There we go.
I'm sorry. I take offense to that because I think Debbie is the smartest person. Didn't you see how she went over, she, you know, got everything done quicker than Brad this time?
She did.
But
I thought during the
you see that, Brad? I got done before you, Brad.
Yeah.
I thought during the reward challenge, she would say, I played professional soccer for 20 years. I should be knocking those balls into the net. I thought for sure she was. They probably edited that out because they didn't have time to show it.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, oh, I'm sorry. We've got to air somebody, you know, violating somebody else's privacy. So we're
right.
Okay.
So,
you have
so
Debbie.
Sorry, Debbie. We'll give you the title. You get to call the title. Okay. All right. Two times in a row. All right. That's good.
Yeah, you are a two-time player now. Apparently, the only one. Anyway, we go to Nuku. Barner knows he's on the chopping block. He wants one-on-one time with everybody to make his pitch to them. And he says, you know, I don't have an idol. Ozzy and Viner both step away, and the rest of them are talking. And Sarah says she's good with voting out Ozzy. Zeke says, you know, he'd like to keep Barner in the game because he likes him. But he thinks that Ozzy will probably stick with them more so. And he knows that Ozzy's a bigger threat, so he wants to keep Ozzy in front of, you know, him as like a shield.
It's a good move by Zeke.
Yeah. But then you have that classic like debate whether is it better to have somebody that could be your trusted ally that's going to be your second hand vote, or is it better to have somebody in front of you? So is like is it twosome that could pull in other people stronger than?
And also Ozzy could go on a roll on the challenges.
Yeah.
It's a good point. Ozzy get to the merge, which, you know, kudos to Ozzy, the first person to make it to the merge four times.
Yes, that's crazy. Good for him. Four, I guess. I mean, that's impressive.
And he has great hair.
How come his hair looks so good? Like, remember how we used to joke about Malcolm's hair?
Because there's because
here's the thing. It's curly
shampoo.
Curly hair in human
brush
environments.
Shampoo,
like, the oils build up and like the humidity in the air, like, it just makes it insanely amazing. Versus,
you don't get that sticking up hair where it just looks like you slept, you know, you woke up and just, you know, your hair's sticking up.
Which
in the air.
I would have, because I have wavy but not curly hair, so it gets all frizzy.
Yeah, the curly hair gets better, like, the more oils you have, because they're not taking any showers or anything, so it just naturally.
My problem
is
his hair looks so good. I'm jealous. Every time he's on screen, I just want to, like, touch his hair and be like, I love it. Ozzy's hair is a
I feel the same way. My problem would be I'd shave my head, but by day 39, I'd look like Gallagher. So I'd have that look going. Is there a watermelon challenge?
Oh, my God. All right.
I'm just being honest.
Barner and Zeke are talking. Barner asks Zeke the probability of him going home. He responds, it's about 50%. He says, I'm going to do what I can
to save you. Was it 50%? I thought he said 72%.
I honestly, at that point, Zach was like talking to me and like trying to crawl on top of me, and and the closed captioning said 50%.
It could be right. I thought that's an odd number. 72%.
It was 50%. That's confirmed.
Okay.
50%.
That's cool. The closed captioning.
I don't know where the hell you got 72%, but
because 50%, why would he freak out over there? Well, I got a 50-50 chance of being there.
Hashtag bald people's ears. So
it's the sound like bounces off the bald head and it just gets all
again, you can make fun of a bald man, but nobody else.
Yes.
Because honestly, you deserve it. All right.
So Jack, are you afraid that whenever you play Survivor, you're gonna be sitting at a tribal council and somebody's gonna go up to you and be like, Jack, why haven't you told people that you're bald?
Because I don't want to take my hat off. That's why I don't do the swimming challenges.
Why would you do that?
I wouldn't be as classy as Zeke. I'd probably just turn around and throw my buff at him or something like that. Wait, I can't throw the buff. It's keeping my
No, you would turn around and be like, You see this? This is peach fuzz, okay? There's still something growing there.
I still have life.
I'm sorry. Jay really wants to kill us now.
I got nowhere else to go.
So, Zeke tells Varner that
probably the closest thing to that would be, what was it, when she like told that person to take the mouthpiece out, I'm blanking on her name.
When Brenda told Dawn to take her teeth out.
Yeah,
I would have told her, I think I said that, no.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want your vote.
But anyway, so that Jack, that's what you could do. It's like, no, I'm not going to take off my hat.
No, screw you. I don't want your vote. I have two idols. I've been following Tyre around. I stole them. and he's too nice to do anything about it. Anyway.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. So he says he's going to do what he can to save Varner. Varner suspects that Zeke doesn't want to get rid of Ozzy because he's working together with him. And then he goes up to the women. He goes up to Sarah and Andrea and tells them that he suspects that Zeke is working with Ozzy and he's not being truthful. And then he tells them that he knows something about Zeke nobody else knows. And that was the point where I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Because did anybody notice that there, for the first time that I can remember, there was no commercial break between the immunity challenge and right after?
Because I started to fast forward. I go, oh, whoa, wait.
Yeah. Yeah, like we didn't have any like GG quotes. I mean, we kind of did, but it wasn't like, you know, cut to commercial after that kind of thing.
Can I ask a question? Why did Sarah and Andrea get so upset what Varner said without checking with Zeke first?
Maybe there's something we didn't see.
I mean, they were like, well, no, he said, he goes, well, they said that you were going to just play along, that you were, he said, he stirred the pot. He said something about basically they're going to lie to you and say that, you know, they're on your side and stuff like that. They got really upset by that. And I go, well, why don't you check with Zeke and see if that's what he said before you get all mad?
Right. Hey, well, hey. Who knows what we weren't, you know, privy to here. Honestly, right. Who knows? But at Tribal, and I kind of stopped taking notes because at one point I couldn't keep up and I just wanted to watch it for what it was. So I'm sorry that this is going to be.
No, that's fine. We already talked about it for 15 minutes. So
yeah, I don't think we can go any longer with it.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Oh, man, when your father-in-law beat you to it. Okay, that was also.
I don't want to say that. I'm not saying that.
Anyway, so I just, so this was crazy. And, you know, I hate that it happened. I hate that it happened for all of them involved, especially because, you know, he had no right to say that about Zeke, and I feel terrible that his life is probably going to be ruined now. I haven't been to the Survivor Facebook page, and I'm not going to go, but I'm sure that it's worse than when Malcolm got voted out all three times. So,
do you think it's going to be bad for Varner?
Yeah.
I think he'll be all right. I think because of the way Zeke handled it and the way the tribe handled it, and Varner, I think the way he handled it, it took him about a minute, but obviously he realized, all right, I screwed up. I what was I thinking? And I think he'll be fine. He's a likable guy, and he made a mistake, and you know,
and I'm he not, realized I, he
I'm, not, I'm not I'm not I'm not gonna criticize him.
I think
he had the people. You know, he was saying this guy. I think he had them. Maybe he would. He might not have won, but he would have got some. I think he would have got. Ozzy would have got some votes.
Yeah.
But once he dropped the bomb, it was like, what were you thinking, man? Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, well, I know we have a voicemail about this.
Yes.
And yeah, we do. And then we also have some emails. So, do we want to do emails first or voicemail first?
Let's do email, please.
All right. So Mandy writes in. Well, .. How do you write a question in after that? It was as emotional as expected. So, who's getting the most winningest winners edit? # Brad Culpepper. # Probes Boner. I think that there's no further thing needed to that email.
As this game has evolved over the years, has it become more social? I mean, it's more, what am I trying to say here?
It's become become more game body, where it used to be more of like surviving the rugged outdoors with a social component.
Right.
Now it's more.
It's all social. I mean, it's just all.
Well, it's social.
Well, except for Brad Culpepper, who's 17 days has been murdered on.
Well, yeah, but it's social, but it's more strategic now, where people have to. They realize there's a more strategic element of the game than just being in a line.
And to be fair, that could be why they're wearing down, because mentally, if you're having to think 24 hours a day about, okay, what I'm doing this, and you're paranoid, okay, that could be part of the problem too. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. Matt says, I kind of felt bad for Varner by the end of that tribal. Granted, he was completely and unquestionably wrong for what he said. I do feel like he was genuinely sorry for what he said. He obviously regretted it. I don't know that we needed all the piling on to understand the gravity of the situation. Sarah's speech at the end especially rang completely false to me, since she was ready to vote Zeke out of the game based on something Varner said. Jay and I had that exact same thought, but we'll get to the end. I thought Andrea, Ty, and Debbie's reactions were genuine and all the TV needed. I felt like Probst was adding fuel to the already uncomfortable fire to create a bigger TV moment. Well, clearly he was. That's his job. I want to be clear. I'm not making light of what he said. It was terrible judgment, and there was certainly no good reason in or out of game to bring it up. That said, kudos to Zeke for handling the situation like a boss. He looked stunned but held it together really well. After all is said and done, I think that guy just won Survivor Game Changers.
Yeah, he could.
I don't know. Possibly, but he's not getting the Culpepper winner edit here.
Yeah, I think it's Culpepper. I really think it is. Like, I don't know how it's
Culpepper
not.
Wins because of winner's edit, I swear to God, I'll never watch
the
Survivor.
No, I don't think it's his winner. It's just he's playing a really good game.
He's playing a good game.
What is he? He hasn't gotten to try. When's the last time he went to Tribal?
Probably just his social game. Like, look at how like everybody's bought into him, and it's not even thinking about him as being a threat. Yeah. And he look at how many moves he's executed when he has been in that situation.
Yeah, like Suri does something, and people go, Suri is being this socially wonderful because she's playing a game. Brad is doing it, and everybody's like, oh, he's so great.
Well, let's see how Debbie thinks about Brad Culpepper.
Oh,
you broke my heart.
I hate you. I played professional football for 30 years. I beat you.
All right, well, let's go to our voicemail. Or is there any more emails?
Yeah, no, we have one more email.
Okay, let's go to that.
We have one more email. Jay, real quick, Sarah's speech at the end. We both had similar thoughts that it went on for a long time. So it's either in there because
I think she's
making it pretty far and
I think
I think she was upset. I thought it was okay, because I thought she was genuinely upset, and she was getting ticked off at Varner for interrupting her, which was making her more emotional. And so I thought it was a good speech.
It's not. There's nothing against the speech. I think, you know, they slept it in there for, you know, whatever the moment was. It was too much. It's just there was just some things that felt like it was a little exploitative of the whole situation. And I know that's just what he's supposed to do,
Again, there's probably 45 minutes we didn't even see.
Well, the thing is, she made it about herself. And that, I think, was to me what I rolled my eyes at, where like this person's privacy just literally got violated on TV. And yes, he agreed to, you know, anything going when he signed the contract, but still, yeah. And she turned it all into this whole thing.
But she did say it doesn't matter who you
about me. Yeah,
she didn't say it didn't matter, and
tied it all back into a self growth moment.
But Varner was doing that for most of his defense.
But and Varner got villainized. He apologized for it. Like, he made it, you know, he realized that he was wrong to do all that. Anyway, in the last minute, we just got two more emails. So now there's three more instead of one more. So let me go on.
Wait till the people on the West Coast see this.
Yeah. Desiree says, wow, dick move, Varner. No one should ever out someone else. This is the kind of thing people should be allowed to decide to tell themselves if they choose. I do believe that he probably didn't think about the facts that he was not only telling the tribe, but everyone watching the show at home. I did not know Zeke was trans, nor do I care. Zeke is Zeke, and I've always thought he was great. He handled that situation with grace and a great attitude. Dez.
Yep, I agree.
I agree too.
Didn't Perez Hilton do that? Didn't he have a thing where he was?
Oh, Perez is infamous for trying to out people, which is
I have nothing to do with that guy.
I used to go to his site all the time. I haven't been there in probably 8 years because he's so infuriating. Okay, Victoria says, I'm crying. I'm not sure why Twitter fans have been saying that this was planned. The face that Zeke made melted my heart. This reminds me of other times in Survivor where things got personal. This is very emotional for me. I hope and believe that Varner did not mean to hurt Zeke, but man, that was low. And then she continues on. On the other hand, when is this trove going to do anything game changer worthy? I agree. It was that look did like just the stunned look and more so than Zeke. I don't know if this is, it was everybody's reaction to him was what melted my heart. That,
yeah. I agree. I
thought that was so great because, like, in today's society and all the things, the controversies in the world, like, going on right now, where people are allegedly getting gassed for their sexual preferences in other countries, like, it's amazing to see people band together and get so outraged
or,
by
or something.
Or something
just happened recently.
Somebody else telling something like that.
We talked about in the Merry Men show, a guy got dragged off a plane and nobody's... Everyone had their camera phones out, but no one stood up and said, "Hey, this is wrong."
Well, they did. That one woman was screaming.
No, I mean,
a lot of you were screaming it was wrong.
Nobody physically got up and said, "Hey, what you're doing is wrong."
Well, it's cops. You're going to come set it for the cops and then get arrested.
I don't know if I would do it, but I just think.
Wait. Hold on.
I would scream, but I wouldn't get up because I don't want to get, you know,
hold
whatever.
On. Guys. They just needed a Pepsi.
Well, I'm sure Jay kept that part and didn't edit that part.
All right, let's go to.
No, it's just. Do you guys see that video I posted on Saturday Night Live where they thank you Scott on Saturday Night Live where they sing this song "Thank You Scott"?
No,
it's Louis C.K. You have to watch it because that basically summed up the whole thing on the plane.
Perfect. All right, so let's go to the last call, or I guess the one call that we have here. Here we go.
Hey guys, it's JP from New Jersey, and I am I just obviously finished watching Survivor, and I am just speechless. I'm disgusted. You know, I had Varner picked in my fantasy league, and I don't even want the points. I don't think $1 million is worth stooping to that level. I think there's a line that you can and can't cross in this game. You know, sure, you can talk about people's, who's teaming up, you can talk about who's stabbing who in the back, but to just reach that far off the island to try to throw somebody under the bus is just, I'm pissed. I'm sure a lot of other people are, and, you know, whatever, I had a vamp. So, thank you guys.
All right, thank you, JP.
Yeah.
I agree.
You know,
hopefully next week we can get back to where the show is fun. And Debbie does something crazy we can make fun of.
Hopefully next week Debbie gets voted out. Like, I want her to be the merge boot so bad at this point. I just want to say that Mandy just sent me a link on Facebook to the Survivor Reddit page. And I guess Suri posted something in Varner's defense, which I thought was
she wasn't there.
Yes, but you know, they still could be friendly and talk about it.
No, I'm just saying. She wasn't at the tribal, so I don't know.
Anyway,
maybe Suri was just trying to get some airtime.
It's funny because I don't think that Suri really. Whatever.
Anyway,
actually,
right,
I could be wrong.
To...
I'm sorry. I don't think that it's... It may or may not be Suri. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, let's not talk about things that we don't know for sure. Let's talk about what we do. Okay, let's talk about things that we do know for sure, which is tallying the votes.
I don't think I had Varner.
Let's go to our preseason pick. I had Varner as a final three pick. That did not happen.
Wow.
Colleen said Varner was making the merge. And so close, Colleen. And Jack, you said pre-merge, so you get a point there.
Jack. I forgot all about that, but yes. I do. I think I said he would do something. He would act. I think I said he would go out of the. He gets a little bombastic sometimes, so I'm kind of close. So do I get an extra point for that?
No, because I don't think anybody would want to like make extra points off of what happened at the end of this episode.
Oh, I would.
Let's see.
I'm all about the winning.
We'll look at where that got Jeff. So that's a dangerous proposition. All right, episode 6. We thought that Jack, you thought Brad was going home. So good pick there.
Yeah, well, if they would have lost, maybe.
Colleen and I picked Debbie, which is no points. So Jack, the only person getting the points. Who do we think's going home on the next episode, the merge episode? I'm with Colleen. I think, or I hope it's Debbie that is the merge boot. Colleen, your pick.
Oh, God, I hope it's Debbie. It's probably going to be somebody like Ozzy or Culpepper or Torizan, like a, you know, because traditionally it's a big physical threat slash somebody that has a knee infection. But I'm going to go with Debbie just out of really wishful thinking.
All right, Action Jackson.
I'm trying to think who was on Trides before because they split up so many times. Who might have some alliance. I don't see. There's no reason for Debbie to go home unless she goes crazy again. Ozzy could probably win immunity, but Ozzy's the one that should go home. He's the new Sandra. He should be the first one to go because he could go on a
four
run.
Four times making the merge, dude. That's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome. Plus, he's great at challenges, and he's not a unlikable guy. He's a likable guy, so he has a chance to. So if I'm on there, I'm getting rid of Ozzy as soon as I can. So I'm going with Ozzy. Unless he wins immunity, then he's screwing me over.
I feel like you're probably right, like logically thinking when, you know, all the former players come back together, but hopefully Debbie will just go.
So Jack, what final answer? What was your pick to go home?
I'm going Ozzy.
Ozymandias. Okay.
Oh, man. I just rewatched that. I watch that all the time, the trailer for that Breaking Bad.
Well, they recently did find the fallen statue of Ozymandias.
They did, and that's why I watched it, actually.
So that's a sign that Ozzy's going home.
Oh, man. Maybe I should change it and copy you. I'll stick with Debbie.
So the points as they are now, I have 5, Jack, you have 4, Colleen has 5. Colleen's crazy preseason wager, which is that Brad Culpepper is guaranteed final 3. She bet 5 points to myself and 5 points to Jack, so 10 points total.
It's looking good right now.
It's looking
real good, right?
But the only problem, if Ozzy goes home, then the next one's got to be Brad.
Here's the crazy thing, though, that Colleen's pick to win it all is Haley, so...
Change that now?
No.
I wouldn't change that. I wouldn't change that because Haley...
I want to change it.
Haley's is now flying under the radar. She's the one that figured out what the puzzle was today.
I want to change it. I want to go Culpepper all the way.
You can't.
You can't change it. I wouldn't change it. I think Haley could win this.
She might be getting the final 4 edit, though.
Oh, God, there's a final 4 edit? My God, how many edits are there?
You know, the person that, like, just misses, like, the Kelly Wentworth and the Rob, you know, the person, the Suri originally.
Okay, I can live with a winner's edit, but a final 2, final 3,
it's the last person.
Did they have a final 20 edit, like, first person voted out? You're getting the I'm getting out first edit.
Yeah, that's the crazy person edit. It's called the Francesca edit.
God, to go out twice first, and she didn't learn. Just fly under the radar, Francesca.
I know.
Nobody's gonna know who you are.
I know. Anyway,
to spend almost 6 weeks without seeing your family, and you're the first one out twice.
I know.
But she got
2 free vacations.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the world.
And she's remembered because she's voted out first twice.
Exactly. So really, if you're going to have to be remembered for something, you probably want to be remembered for winning twice.
She's
but
now
if it's
my,
not good winning twice.
She's now my favorite survivor.
All right. We should wrap this puppy up.
But don't you think I said this before. Should we have everyone that was voted out first should be on the next Survivor?
That has been a long running demand in the community.
Yeah, because then they'd probably all go up for it'd only be a 1 week episode.
Good.
All right. Well, we'll wrap it up for this week's Survivor with JJ Colleen.
You can email us, survivorjjc@gmail.com.
Send us a call at 8385-309-0311. Big thanks to our patrons, especially Attack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, and Molly the Millennial. If you'd like to become a patron, you can do so today by going to jjack.com. Click on the Become a Patron link. You can see a full list of all of our patrons that we thank on that page. Also, if you...
Thank you.
Little Steve Martin for you.
Also, if you buy stuff on Amazon, there's a really easy, passive way to help support this show. Use the link jandjack.com/AmazonBookmarket. It looked like just the normal Amazon you use every single day. But when you buy anything, a small percentage goes to the Jay and Jack Productions fold. So definitely, if say you can't give the dollar or more on the Patreon side of things, if you're just buying something, you don't have to. It's nothing you have to pay extra. It still gives a little bit to the podcast.
But if you're like my wife, make sure you go on jandjack.com/Amazon.
Some new podcasts entering into the Jay and Jack world. Leftovers is coming back for the final season, and Mike Bloom is joining us on that podcast. So excited to have him join Leftovers for its final season.
It's an amazing season. Reviews are in, and they say
I saw that.
Incredible.
I go, so I guess I was wrong.
Also, we gotta say, I just gotta say that clip and just replay it over and over again. Jack saying he's wrong.
Hey, if I'm wrong, I'll admit I'm wrong. But again, I've just said for me, I would take the coward's way out.
Speaking of the wonder that is Mike Bloom, he is also bringing his Fargo podcast with Jeremiah Panhorse over to the Jay and Jack world. So if you like Fargo, Mike and Jeremiah are podcasting about this season. On the Jay and Jack podcasting production world. So it'll be on the JJ Lee feed, as well as they'll have their own individual feed. Be on the lookout for that in the next upcoming days.
Was first episode today, Fargo?
I think so.
No, they did a preview show today.
They did a preview episode, but the first episode's next week. But the first episode of the podcast is this week. First episode of Fargo is next week.
The new feed is not out yet because after we record this, actually, I just got their audio. I'm going to post it. And the feed will be out, but it won't be approved by iTunes probably for a couple of days. But look for the feed soon. It will be there. And it'll definitely be on the whole enchilada feed. So,
whole enchilada feed.
Hey, you're making fun of my New York accent?
Because it didn't sound very enchilada to me.
Well, you know, nobody asked you. At work today, we were talking about this woman who came to work in a halter top dress with it, like a keyhole, like kind of slit in the chest area. And she's like 55, 60. Oh, okay. And yeah, we were all like, this seems somewhat inappropriate to wear in a business setting. And she was also wearing like this sweater, but it was like a crocheted, like half kind of sweater, like, you know, three quarter length, like not short. And it was crocheted. It was like you could totally see through the whole thing. And I said it was crocheted. Like I misspoke it. It was pre-coffee. And everybody in my office like looked at me and they were like, crocheted? Is that like how New Yorkers say it? Or,
you know, first you said crocheted.
That's what I said. Crocheted.
Crocheted.
Shade. They were like, huh. And because like one of my coworkers like came out of her office, like Shala, and she like heard it and was like, say that again. Like, did you just say that? Like Southerners say certain things that you laugh at. And I was like, crocheted? She was like, it's crochet. And I was like, oh, idiot.
Taco. Taco. I'm having Taco Tuesday.
And then my other.
All right. Well, I think that's like, a good place to.
Like, hey, you say draw. And I was like, I don't say draw wrong. And she goes, draw. And I was like, draw. And it was funny. Anyway, I have fun at my office. The end. All good night, guys.
That is it for this week's show. We'll see you next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Peace.
Bye.